Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 126th Army-Navy game and Media Row here in Baltimore. That's right, right outside of the warehouse behind, Wright Field in Camden Yards, and just a stone's throw away from M&T Bank Stadium at the Baltimore Convention Center. We come to you live for a fifth year in a row, thanks to our friends at USAA. As we broadcast to you coming here from the Charm City until 4 o'clock, AMAC is back in our D.C. Half Street studios. We'll have a bunch of guests. We will talk some Army-Navy. We will talk some Commanders Giants. Yeah, do we have to? We will talk about Todd Bowles dropping 8 F-bombs last night in one answer after his Tampa Bay Buccaneers threw up all over themselves in a Thursday night football loss to the Atlanta Falcons. How about Kirko? How about Cousin Kirk leading the comeback charge? How about that? I mean, unbelievable. And there was a Kyle Pitts sighting? What was that? What was that? How is it that you literally wait until you are on life support, gasping for air, half dead, the Atlanta Falcons were? Not only last night in the game, but all year. I mean, Raheem's going to get fired in all likelihood. The general manager's going to get fired, Terry Fontenot. My guy Kyle Smith might get fired, the assistant general manager. Raheem might wind up here next year as an assistant, maybe as the defensive coordinator. Or maybe it's Jeff Ulbrich, who's Raheem's defensive coordinator, and the former Jets we got plenty of time to talk about that. But the point being is, the Atlanta Falcons were absolutely dead. Absolutely dead last night. And they somehow roar back and topple the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, un-freaking believable. You cannot figure out this league. You cannot figure out this league. And anybody that tells you, including myself, that they know what's going on, that they know what's happening, even 70% of the time, is full of baloney. Full of baloney. You cannot figure it out. Zane Gonzalez, remember him? Yeah, that got brought up a number of times by notable Commanders fan Scott Van Pelt last night on SportsCenter after the game, that Zane Gonzalez's last time kicking in a big spot at Raymond James Stadium was for the Commanders in overtime of the NFC wildcard game last year, wildcard round, I should say. And Zane Gonzalez wins it with a 43-yard proverbial chip shot as time expired and the Falcons come all the way back. They were down 28-14, were the Falcons, early fourth quarter, about a minute and a half into the fourth quarter, before Bijan Robinson took over, Kirk Cousins came alive, Kyle Pitts continued, and away they went. 29-28. The Buccaneers are now 7-7. The Falcons, who stink, are 5-9. Think about that. Raheem Morris is just saying, oh, it's a shame. You know, where Bijan Robinson's the best player. He's carrying all of us. He's cashing paychecks for everybody. It's just a shame you're not going to see him in the playoffs. Yeah, no, you know what, Sherlock? I would love to see him in the playoffs. And I love Raheem Morris, but man alive, they have done a terrible, terrible, awful job in Atlanta, and yet they won a game that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had to win. Had to win. They were at home. They were wearing their creamsicle uniforms. They got Mike Evans back. They got Godwin. They got Ibuka. They have Bucky Irving. Of course, Baker's still doing his thing. Todd Bowles, again, dropping 7-8 F-bombs in one answer as they gag away a lead. I mean, that was so reminiscent of so many games we've seen with bad teams, most notably the Commanders / Redskins / football team by any other name. So many things had to happen for the Falcons. I mean, the butt cheek in the end zone on Pitts for the second touchdown. Two missed two-point conversions by Atlanta. Otherwise, the game would be a little bit different, and Gonzalez maybe would be breaking a tie as opposed to trying to take the lead and win it at the buzzer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, so I wanted to spend a couple of minutes there to open up the show. We will get into the Commanders and the Giants. Unfortunately, they have to play this thing. Like, the NFL makes you play these games even when you don't want to play these games. The NFL assigns you, and they try and act like it's a big deal, and it's not, and it's horrible, and it's a waste of everybody's time, and it's going to be really cold at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. And the wind howls there, not as bad as the old place. There's going to be about 25,000 people there. No Commanders fans want to go. No Giants fans want to go. It'll be like, I don't know, people in an Indianapolis Colts jersey that got stuck at Newark International Airport on their way to Indianapolis showing up at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Just a complete waste of time. Just an absolute complete waste of time. Now, if you say, well, the rest of the season is that, not necessarily, because the Eagles are definitely going to be playing for something next Saturday at 5. Next Saturday at 5 at Northwest Stadium. The Cowboys might be playing for something on Christmas Day. Might. Probably not, but might be. They have like a 10-11% chance. And then the Eagles in Week 18 in Philadelphia. We'll see. They might have the division, their seeding, whatnot, locked up. And, you know, of course, we have to see whether the Commanders win any of these four games remaining and whether they end the season on a 12-game losing streak. That's right. That very much could happen. They could wind up 3-14, top five pick. We'll see where they ultimately wind up. The Giants at 2-11 are better right now. They are more competitive. They are more feisty, more plucky. I think the Giants are going to win on Sunday. I'm not trying to pull any punches. I'm not trying to hold on to any information. I think Theo Johnson is going to kill the Commanders. I think Jackson Dart will run around and break the back of the Commanders on a 3rd-and-12. Somehow they won't be the only team to hit them. Or they'll be the only team not to hit them, I should say. The Giants won't be a disaster on special teams like they usually are. The Giants won't blow a big fourth quarter lead like they usually do. And this game might not even be close. It might not even be close. I don't know that, but it might not even be close. Because how do you know? How do you know? They got beat 31-0 by a beyond pedestrian offense last week in Minnesota. The 2 weeks before that, they played inspired on defense. They didn't play great, but they played inspired. They played hard. They played fairly well. They still can't commit a turnover or a takeaway or get a takeaway. It is the most befuddling thing ever of all time in NFL history, in a league that specializes in befuddlement, that the Commanders can't, I mean, they can't catch a cold, they can't catch a turnover, they can't do anything. They don't tackle well, they don't cover well. They don't stop the run well, they're not good in man. They're not good in zone, they're not good against deep passes, they're not good underneath, they're not good on third down, you know. And then the offense, which at least had stabilized it, sort of, things, kind of, maybe, for the first half of the season, has largely, not completely, largely been inconsistent at best. That's the nicest way I could say it. So you get the Giants at 3-10, and the Commanders, I'm sorry, the Giants at, yeah, 3-10, no, the Giant, the Commanders at 3-10, the Giants at 2-11, another team off their bye. This is like the third or fourth time the Commanders have played a team off their bye. And as I open, the Giants are better than the Commanders right now. They should win this game and make AMAC very happy. Speaking of AMAC, he's manning things in our D.C. Half Street Studios. I am at the 126th Army-Navy game, America's game, here in Baltimore, presented by USAA. Coming up next, talk a little NBA basketball. We'll talk a little Wizards. We'll talk a little Army-Navy with our first guest of the afternoon, Harvey Grant, who is an ambassador for the Washington Wizards Monumental. We'll talk to him about all of it next. He's scheduled to join us. Tim Pernetti, the AAC Commissioner, Army-Navy, and Tulane's conference coming up later on this hour. From Media Row in Baltimore, right outside of Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium. Come and join us on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are on Media Row with USAA at the 126th Army-Navy game. It is America's game here in Baltimore tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium just after 3 o'clock. Can't wait. This is my fifth consecutive Army-Navy game, and I love it. It gets bigger and better every year. And now we get the cool honor to be joined right here at the studio, or not at the studio, at the set, I should say, as they call it, by Mr. Harvey Grant, who is a ambassador for the Washington Wizards and Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Of course, longtime NBA player, your wife is involved with the Naval Academy. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, thank you for doing this. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me,
yeah,
guys.
I appreciate it. You making some time for us. So before we get to the Wizards part and the Army-Navy part, I mentioned your wife is a part of the Naval Academy, right? She's, the Director of Corporate and Foundation Relations. So the military, and specifically the Naval Academy, is in your family, is in your blood.
No question about it. She's doing a great job for the Alumni Foundation. And we are so ingrained that we sponsor midshipmen. We started out with four, and then now we have eight.
So where you sponsor them in terms of like how like you help them?
Yeah, when you know, their lives are so intense. Mm-hmm. And then when they want to relax and wind down and get, you know, some great meals, they come over to our home
awesome.
You know, spend the weekend.
Okay.
And we got a chance to know their families, and you know, they come down, spend some time together. So
that's great.
Oh, well, we love it. We
that's
love
great.
It. We love it.
And so it's more than just in your family. It's in your home,
yes.
You know, and obviously your wife is a part of the Naval Academy and doing great things. So that's awesome to hear. As far as the actual game, I assume you've been to a couple of.
Oh, I've been to a few.
Okay. I don't know if you were at last year's game. I was just watching the highlights back. I was at Northwest Stadium, and to see Navy just destroy them, quite honestly, and take it to them. This Navy team is pretty damn good. For those that haven't been paying attention, they lost back-to-back games to Notre Dame and North Texas. But outside of that, undefeated, perfect. They've rocked and rolled. Army has struggled a little bit. But with that being said, everybody expected Army to win last year. And Navy kicked their, you know what?
Yes, they did. And I contribute that to now they are running a different style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they are not just running the ball, the option. They are throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And
yes,
the defense is pretty good.
Yes, they are.
You know, and it's always come from the top, from the coaches all the way down.
Newberry's done a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah. He's an Oklahoma guy.
Yeah.
He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah. He's a, you know, it's interesting because I met him, you know, and talked to him a couple of times last year. I've not talked to him this week, so I'm hoping to catch up with him after the game. He's a quiet guy. But he's also a fire and brimstone-ish type guy, if that makes sense. From your experience as a professional athlete, playing as long as you did in the NBA, your kids are basketball players, your brother, obviously. What kind of coaching style do people respond to best, and how much has it changed over the many decades that you and I have been alive?
Back in my day, when I played, when I first got into the NBA, you know, my first coach was Wes Unseld. And you talking about someone who's intense.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like, you know, this is how we're going to do it, you know. And I think with that coaching and that teaching, it made me last, you know, 11 years in the NBA. And now, you know, I think – it's a different era, you know. If I will, it's a different era, but I don't see why it has to change, that coaching style. Mm. Because, you know, I think we was, you know, back then, you know, with Michael and Scott and all those guys, we was pretty successful,
yeah.
You know. But now it's you know, I guess you have to cater to some guys and, you know. But I'm just used to old school, so.
And that's the way I prefer it. and that's the way I think a true athlete would prefer it. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is a perfectionist, somebody who really wants to work at their craft. I just don't know. You certainly can't treat everybody the same way and coach everybody
right.
the same way. And whatever the sport is, mm-hmm. and I guess that's the art of coaching, is finding a way to manipulate and push the buttons, mm-hmm. doing it in different styles. I just, I see today's NBA, I see, you know, other sports, not to just pick on the NBA,
right.
where you know, athletes and personalities are so different, you kind of, you know, have to. And I think, you know, it's interesting. I mentioned you're an ambassador for the Washington Wizards. You're going through this painstaking rebuild. A lot of young guys, it seems like from afar, they have a lot of good personalities in there and hardworking guys and guys, even the veterans that have bought in, the young guys. But if you're Brian Keefe, the current head coach, he hasn't been able to get them to play consistent defensively. How then do you, if you get them to buy into your philosophy and working hard and being good teammates and all of that stuff, how do you then get somebody, a team or individuals, to buy into something that you're so clearly, sorely missing?
For me, if I was in Brian's shoes, and a good friend of mine, he used to coach in Portland, Nate McMillan.
Yeah.
And he used to say, you know, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out my way.
My way.
Doing it my way. And if I'm Brian, you know what? If in practice, if I ask you to do something defensively and you miss your assignment, we're going to keep doing it until we get it right. You know, just like an old school Pat Riley.
But can you do that every day, all the time? Or can you only pull that card, if you will, here and there with young guys?
I think with young guys, you know, if I'm not mistaken, with young guys, they should want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
They should want to listen. They should want to be coached, you know. Now, if you've been in the league 12, 15, 18 years, you know, you kind of set in your ways a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you first, second, third year players, you should want to be coached. You should want to learn. You should want to get better, you know. So that's how I look at things now.
Harvey Grant with us here on the Team 980 as we come to you live from the Army-Navy game in Baltimore. Harvey is an ambassador for the Wizards and Monumental Sports and Entertainment, a former NBA legend, of course, Harvey, his brother, and as we explained everything else. This Wizards rebuild, reload, whatever process, a lot of people unfortunately call it tanking. has been painstaking. There's no other way to say it. How does it feel like from your perspective? And I know you probably try and let Will and the basketball staff do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you're not like, but you played this game. You know what it takes. You know what it is. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we haven't seen the results. But there is individual development, yet I don't know if there's team development. And can you develop good habits when you're losing as badly as sometimes they are?
You know, and that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want young kids to take on, oh, you know what, it's okay losing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm we're not good, and I'm not going to die for this ball. I'm not going to do my defense assignment, and I'm not going to do what – you can easily fall into that, but – I think they got a core of young players.
Mm-hmm.
If they just stay the course,
mm-hmm.
you know, just stay the course and just do what, you know, Brian and his team, you know, ask them to do. I think, you know, they have a chance. But from a fan standpoint, it's tough. You know, winning, I think they are what, 9 and 9 and something. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, being there, sitting there, yeah. it's tough. But you have to look at the big picture, I think.
Alex Sarr has jumped out to me as the best of the young group, okay? Bilal has struggled with some injuries, but we know what I think he is you know, when he's healthy. I'm curious, out of the rest of the young guys, however you define that, who else jumps out at you the most, maybe? And I'm wondering if my guy is your guy, but I want you to answer it.
I like the young guy from Canada.
Will Riley.
Him, but it's another one.
Oh.
What's his name with the hair? He played against my son in the FIBA game this year.
Okay.
Oh, what's his name? He's scoring.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
I think him and Rod, uh-huh. Those two, for me, besides Alex, you know,
yeah.
I think.
Right. Alex is probably the cream of the crop, and he should be, quite honestly. He was the number two overall pick.
Right, right.
Right.
And then if you think about this, when he first came, people were like, I can't believe we took him, you know. And I'm like, the kid is 19 years old, 18, 19 years old. Give him 3 years or more. And then he'll be okay. And now you can see, you know, that potential and why the Wizards drafted him number two.
Last thing, and then we got to let you out of here. I'll end it on an NBA front. Like LeBron James, this may be his last year. He's struggling a little bit with injury, all that stuff. How do you kind of deal with that as a teammate? Do you just, you know, like allow him to just do whatever he wants to do? Or do you push him? Or how do you deal with that?
This guy, he's been amazing for 22 years or 23 years or whatever. And to play at that high level for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen like Kareem and Vince Carter, those guys play 20 some years. And nothing like LeBron, you know. So you give him his flower and just let him do whatever you want to do.
I got you. Harvey, thank you so much for doing this and stopping by. Great to meet you and talk with you. And I wish we had more time, but I appreciate you. And go Navy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go Navy.
Question. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
That's
me.
That's Harvey Grant with us here on the Team 980. We're expected to be joined by AAC Commissioner Tim Pernetti next on the Team 980. Stay with us from Radio Row.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, joining us right now, live from Media Row here at the Army-Navy game, America's game, presented by our friends at USAA, tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium. But today we are live here at the Baltimore Convention Center, just beyond the warehouse at Camden Yards, and just off in the shadows of M&T Bank Stadium is the conference commissioner. For a second year in a row, Tim Pernetti is joining us. Last year we were in a very cold, cavernous Arlington National Cemetery Museum. This year, Baltimore Convention Center, nice and warm and friendly and whatnot. And Tim Pernetti has had himself a year. How are you, sir?
Listen, the conference has had itself a year.
I mean, but you're the commissioner. You're the boss, so
yeah,
you've had a year.
Again, all these pats on the back about the year, and I'm reminding people I didn't call a play all year long. But, hey, we'll take it. It's been, exactly.
We're trying to give you
credit. Exactly. We'll take the credit. We're really proud of the year that we had.
It's so hard, and there's so many things I wanted to ask you, my goodness, but I want to concentrate on the good things first. First, before we get to Tulane and the rest of the mess in college football, Army, Navy. Last year, everybody thought Army was going to win because Army had been on a heater, and Army was this, and Army was that. Navy goes in Northwest Stadium and kicks their butt. Both teams bounce back, bowl games. This year, Army struggled a little bit. Navy has... continued their ascent. What does this game mean to the conference that you are the commissioner of, more than what it means to America?
The impact of the game on the American is immeasurable. It really is. It's probably easy to say, but it affects the conference in a positive way in so many different angles. Mm-hmm. It really does. You know, from the basics, right, of these awesome uniforms that they roll out every mm-hmm. year, and the American Conference logo being prominently displayed on these uniforms as part of it. But to have Army and Navy in our league has so many benefits, because Army and Navy are true national brands. There are not many of those in college football.
There are not.
They're not. And they have a reach beyond the American Conference. And we're going to talk about it later, about the chaos going on around college football. Having access to people of influence in Washington through the Army and Navy relationships provides a huge advantage for the American. But this
you mean, like from a political?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, of course. Right. You know, look, last year there was chatter about the playoff expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the conference commissioners who make up the College Football Playoff Management Committee mm-hmm. received a letter signed by more than 100 senators and congresspeople. And it illustrated the importance of the Army-Navy game. My New Jersey translation of it was, don't mess with the Army-Navy game. So I think this thing is going to be, there's going to be a lot of attention on what happens in the future with the playoff. And I think it's important that we continue to protect and defend the Army-Navy game.
You know, it's interesting, because I guess I didn't think about that. I don't want any more expansion to anything. I'm cool with what we've got. Yeah. And I'm sorry if somebody gets left out. We'll touch on that in a sec. I'm cool. I don't want anything to happen to this game either. And you know, it's interesting, Tim, because 20 years ago, this is how much I've matured and how much I've changed. And I know you probably don't need to care about this, but I was like, Army-Navy, no, you know, it's just a game. Nobody really good played it. Like, okay. And now it's like the most important game on the schedule for me. Not maybe because I've been exposed to it for 5 years in a row, but it is, don't mess with this. Don't expand to 16. Don't expand to 24. Don't rob America of this stage in this game all alone before the Heisman on a post. Do not do that. NFL, go scratch, mm-hmm. all of that. Is
Listen,
that fair?
If it's very fair, because you probably didn't think much of it until you attended it, and then you were
correct.
Like, oh, God.
Yes.
This is different, right?
Way different. Beyond different.
And listen, I have control of certain things and not of others. Mm-hmm. I'm one of 10 commissioners in that room. We have to think about the future of the playoff. People are always going to get left out. There is no magic number.
Yes, correct.
Like, at 2 during the like, I worked at ABC when we created the BCS. Mm-hmm. At 2, people were getting left out. At 4, people got left out. At 12, they're getting left out. At 16, they'll get left out.
In college basketball,
people
they get left out, Tim.
So there is no magic number.
Yes.
I think the thing we got to do is make sure that the number is commensurate with the number of championship-level teams that have a legitimate shot to win the national championship. And that's a hard argument. I think some will say, at 16 this year, Texas, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, BYU, they all get in. And there's no controversy. What I say is, there's controversy, just not about those four anymore. It moves on to four more.
Four different kinds. Yeah. Teams with four losses, if they're from a power conference or whatever it might be. You're absolutely right. Tim Pernetti is with us, the commissioner of the American Conference, Army, Navy, of course, Tulane. We'll get there in a sec. Just one more about this game, this stage. You obviously have a five stadium kind of circuit here going on. Foxborough, MetLife, Philadelphia, FedEx, or Northwest Stadium, I should say, new stadium on the way, and Baltimore. I know next year is in New York for this game.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
To say New York when it's in New Jersey.
My bad.
In New Jersey.
You're a New Jersey guy. I get it. I'm my bad. Well, we did Radio Row from, like, the crew, from the big ship. I forgot what the ship
Intrepid.
Was. The Intrepid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
In New York. Anyway, it has to remain in these cities. I know there's plenty of other interest in having the Chicago, San Diego, Los Angeles.
Sure.
Because of the coordination of getting the midshipmen and the cadets there, is that the number one reason that prevents this game from really expanding beyond that five-city corridor? And is there any thought of doing anything different?
Yeah, I think you'd have to ask Army and Navy that question about thought about doing things differently. What I would tell you is Tom Theodorakis, the new athletic director at Army, is a young progressive thinker, and he's already started to talk to me about, like, what do we do in the future? Like, what else is out there for us with the Army-Navy game? And, you know, Michael Kelly, who was an athletic director in our league, who joined Navy, replacing Chet, same thing. Like, I think everybody's thinking about the future and at least talking about it. Even if nothing changes, I think it's healthy to talk about it. But that is a huge obstacle, right? Because the cadets and the mids who are in the middle of finals are going to get on buses and they're going to come in for this game and it's a one-day trip. But if you put the game in San Diego, while financially it probably is hugely attractive, you can't create that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important element. And I admire the academies for not compromising on that.
I agree.
Right? Because the reality is there's plenty of money on the East Coast that make it easy to get your students in and out. Mm-hmm. And you just rattled off five different sites.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's five, then there's probably seven, and I think it makes sense. But that is a big obstacle. Like, can you imagine the Army-Navy game without the cadets and the mids? Like, forget it.
I mean, walk-on is the coolest thing ever.
It would be different.
Coolest thing ever, right? And that was something I didn't know. Like I said, 15, 20 years ago, I didn't know anything about
that. It's a big obstacle. But the reality is the business side of the Army-Navy game is healthy and getting healthier without having to consider that. So if it's something down the road, like, we've got great leadership at both institutions, and I'm sure they will make whatever decision is best for them.
Yeah, I guess maybe there's other cities that can be done besides San Diego, you know, Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, where maybe Charlotte, maybe you can make it work, whatever. That's a different argument for a different day. I want to ask you about Tulane, though. I mean, you're not supposed to root for anybody?
I'm rooting for Tulane.
But you're rooting for Tulane. And that's what I was just kind of about to ask. How proud of you are what they've been able to do? And here we are, you know, everybody's upset about Notre Dame. Everybody's upset about this, and everybody's upset about that. I don't know how many people are happy about Tulane and JMU.
I'm one of them.
And specifically for you, Tulane.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm rooting for Tulane. I actually love the non-conference games, like the beginning of the year and at the end, because I can pick a side. Because otherwise you stand at these games with your arms folded and you can't pick a side. You just root for good football. So I'm rooting for Tulane. I am proud of Tulane. Tulane has been an institution that's invested very intelligently in their success. Mm-hmm. And they have a president, Mike Fitz, who knows the value of this thing as a marketing arm. David Harris, the athletic director, has done a great job. And what Willie Fritz did to get it rolling was one thing. What John Sumrall's done to take it to the next level has been remarkable. And, like, I'm going to miss John. I love him. The fact that he's finishing the job needs to be paid attention to by every coach in America that took a new job. It's okay to take a job and finish the job without meeting your team, getting on the plane, and never coming back.
Is there a specific situation that you would be referring to in that regard?
No, I think it's every situation. Oh, okay. Like, when do you see a coach take a job and then say, well, I'm going to leave in January after I'm done with the bowl game?
Yeah, no, I agree.
They don't.
No, absolutely,
that's a calendar issue that we need to deal with, but it's – I'm happy for Tulane, and good for James Madison. Like, they had a terrific year, and the way things shook out in the ACC, it gave them the opportunity to get in as well.
So you just mentioned a calendar issue, and you're obviously correct on that, and everybody knows we need a new calendar. How is there any way to get this, never mind the transfer portal window, which comes up, January 2nd,
correct,
I believe it is, but also the early signing and commitment window that we just went through last week. Is there any way to get both of those, just say, hey, you know what, we've got this now 12-team college football playoff, which we didn't used to have. We've got NIL, we've got the transfer portal, which obviously has become such a big deal. Can we just structure it like, I don't want to say like the NFL does, but where we don't do anything until January 15th or whatever that magical date is?
Is there a way? There's always a way.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I think it just requires people that have an interest in change to sit down and really talk about change, which doesn't make anybody super comfortable. But of course there's a way. The difference between us and pro sports is college and universities start their second semester in early January.
Correct.
So the enrollment gets in the way.
You need to.
However, what I'd also say, and I worked on a campus at my alma mater at Rutgers when I was there, is we were enrolling kids in sports that were joining mid-year into February.
Okay.
Like, the semester started in January, but we enrolled them into February. But the sweeping change would be everybody starts their second semester later. That's not going to happen. But can we create flexibility for enrollment to go into the first semester after it starts? Because you're holding student-athletes accountable to a timeline.
Right.
Coaches, not so much. But ideally, it's like the season's over, the national championship's over. For 5 days, coaches make their moves. For 5 days, player make their moves, and then you go. That's ideal. Can it be done? The school year thing is a real issue. Like, we have to get into that and discuss it.
You mentioned Sumrall and Tulane and going to Florida and how he's handling it compared to how others have handled it. Certainly, there are issues that are beyond just, you know, hey, why don't they do this? I wanted to leave you with this. Nick Saban, last Saturday, before the carnage really began last weekend and we found out everything that we found out, and Notre Dame went crazy, and I had Joe Theismann on the show the other day, and Joe, you know, still upset, whatever. He said, we need a commissioner in all of college football. You're the commissioner of the American. I can't imagine what your job must be like just handling the schools that you have to handle and the issues that you have to handle on an everyday basis. Can we have a commissioner of college football that can somehow keep all of these conferences, big and small, power and not, together and kind of uniform and cohesive? Or is that a pipe dream? And would you want to do something like that?
I think it depends. Is this a job interview now?
I think it depends on who
you ask.
A radio job interview.
I think it depends on who you ask, if that makes sense or not. To some extent, what the pro leagues have taught us is a league with the ability to oversee and set policy across a large number of sports organizations can work. Okay, what I would say is if college football was going to go in that direction, you don't just have a commissioner of college football and wipe all the other commissioners out. You need those commissioners to continue to run their organizations as part of something bigger. But it can set policy. It can even set controversial policy about spending and expense. Like, to me, since I've started, and because I came out of the private sector, I'm always interested to sit down and talk about change. Like, hey, let's talk about what we would do if we were going to change it. There is not always a willingness to do that, but I do think the college football playoff is an organization that runs the biggest event of the year in college football. Should it be an organization that oversees the sport instead of just runs the event? And I think that's something that's thought-provoking that we should discuss, but it's going to take everybody having a desire to talk about it, and I don't think that's a thing right now.
AMAC, make sure you clip that conversation and that answer from Tim so we can get into it next week when we have a little more time to discuss, because it's fascinating and I think very smart and very on. I was not doing a job interview, but I like you.
Provocative.
And I like how you think. So I want to see even bigger and better things for you.
I appreciate that.
So if one day you are the commissioner of college football, just remember your little old radio pal in Washington, D.C.
I will not forget you.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you, Tim. Happy holidays to you and your family. Your lovely wife is here. I appreciate you. And congratulations on everything you did running the American
you
this
did.
Year.
You caught yourself.
I did. Because, you know, forever AAC. I caught myself in time. But thank you and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having
me. Appreciate you. Tim Pernetti, the commissioner of the American Conference. Army, Navy, both in the American, Tulane, in the college football playoff. They take on those old Ole Miss Rebels next week. Attaboy, Tim. I appreciate you. Happy holidays. Tim Brunetti, great to have him on as always. I think we have an opening slot coming up here before 2 o'clock, and Hugh Douglas from WIP, and of course, former Eagle and Jet coming up, so we will have that for you. Stay tuned. We are on Media Row, Army-Navy America's game, presented by USAA. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, everybody, welcome back. As we approach 2 o'clock, Hugh Douglas, WIP in Philadelphia, and, of course, former Eagle, former Jet will join us. We'll talk about the Eagle struggles. We'll talk about the NFC East, Hard Knocks, and everything Army-Navy as well with you, who will join us, I think, for our second or third year in a row. Coming up later on, we'll be joined by Joe Miller and Rich DeMarco, the play-by-play voices of both Army and Navy at the same time. And, of course, we'll have a little tribute for our friend Pete Medhurst, who, you know, unfortunately is no longer with us, but will always be here with us in our hearts, as he is each and every day. And really, again, Pete's the one that got me involved in Army-Navy and with USAA, and it's turned out to be an annual thing that I look so forward to. And really, you know, just emphasize, hey, I need to be there no matter what. It's more important for me than the Commanders, no offense. It's more important than really anything. And I'm so glad to be a part of this, and I'm glad that USAA and Jimmy Shapiro, you know, they invite me out here each and every year. This is my fifth year in a row. We started in New York, went to Philadelphia, went to Foxborough a couple of years ago, then, of course, last year at home in D.C., and now up in Baltimore. Next year I'll be back up in northern Jersey at MetLife Stadium, and probably, guessing, I don't know, probably, you know, something in Manhattan like a year from now with Media Row, and then the game, of course, in Jersey. If you've never been to Army-Navy, I know a bunch of you have reached out to me and said, you know, I want to go. How do I go? Listen, the tickets are expensive. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can't tell you should go, you know, if you're living on any sort of budget. I totally understand. Completely understand. And you do get some of the pageantry on CBS tomorrow. CBS does a great job with the game. But if you can ever go, if you can ever justify it as a Christmas present or as just an experience that even though it's mid-December and people's budgets are stretched because of the holidays and so on and so forth and, you know, all of the instability in our world and our society, if you can ever go, and it doesn't matter if it's at Northwest Stadium or here in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium or up at Foxborough and Gillette or MetLife like it is again next year or Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial, which it'll be in a couple years. And, you know, hopefully they'll be able to arrange the Army-Navy game in 2030 to be at the new stadium at RFK and so on and so forth. Wherever it is, it's A, a drivable trip. B, it's an unbelievable experience. It is so beyond, hey, just a football game. It is so beyond just a rivalry. It is so beyond just, well, hey, I hope Army wins or I hope Navy wins. Now, I mean, obviously, you can pick and choose your sides, and if you have family, if you serve, I got it all. But if you're just an independent observer, not necessarily Army, not necessarily Navy, what have you. If you're just an independent observer, if you're just a football fan, even if you're not really a football fan, it is so cool. It is so part of the American fabric. It is one of the last bastions of good things, good feelings that I feel like we have. I feel like so much has changed, and I'm not trying to make it political. I feel like so much has been taken from us. I feel like so much is about money, 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 and greed and insults and all of that. Yeah. Army-Navy is a rivalry. They don't like each other on game day. They don't. When Navy kicked their ass last year, Army was pissed. And they should have been. They got their asses handed to them. And in years past, I mean, it cost Ken Niumatalolo his job in Philadelphia a couple of years ago, even though that game went into double overtime. Okay? People lose jobs. And people need to win this game. And people want to win this game. And people don't want to lose this game. But it is so much. It is so much beyond just a football game. It is so much beyond just a rivalry. It is a piece of Americana that, quite honestly, we don't get enough of. It's not the Super Bowl. The hell with the Super Bowl. It's not the NFL, which is just corporate greed on top of corporate greed. Yes, people make money from this game. Make no mistake about it. Understood. And the tickets are not cheap. But if you can ever go, if you can ever support it in any way, if you can ever just enjoy it for what it is, which is one of the last pieces of Americana that we have to grip onto and hold on to, and if especially you're a sports or a football fan, you got to go. You got to go. It's so awesome. And I never would have said that 20 years ago. 156, Team 980, end of hour number one. Hugh Douglas going to join us in just a couple of moments on the other side from WIP in Philadelphia, longtime NFLer. We'll get his thoughts on everything going on, Army, Navy, Eagles, and more. That is coming up next. Also, WWE and NXT superstar and champion Opa Femi is going to join us as well next hour. Caught up with him earlier this morning. Saturday night's main event, John Cena's farewell at Capital One Arena tomorrow night in D.C. That's next. Stay tuned on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.